Long day, huh? Poor baby. That's okay. I'm gonna make you feel better. But before we begin, I'm gonna go over a few things. And as I do, I want you to walk around your room while listening. Oh, and keep the lights on. Keep the door open. And I also recommend that you listen to this after 3 or 4 days of not having touched yourself. Excited? I bet. You have no idea what you're in for, do you? Aw, don't be scared. That part comes later. I need you to get some items ready. A handkerchief, a bedsheet, and a nylon cord. I bet you're wondering what I'm going to make you do with these, huh? Good. Let me ask you something. Do you remember the first time you ever masturbated? Do you remember who it was? I need you to get some pictures of that person ready. A few clothed, and a few where she's showing some skin. You can see it in your head, can't you? The first time that you did it. Who you did it to. How it felt. Are you hard? Like, rock hard. Is your dick just straining against those tight pants? Uncomfortable, isn't it? Your dick getting harder and harder with each passing second. If you don't have an erection as of this moment, then I want you to turn this off, delete the pics, and go off to sleep. If you are hard, you may continue. And you can pause until you finish downloading all the required pics. I just hope nobody sees you like this, walking around with that massive bulge in your pants. You ready? Good. Now turn off the lights and close the door, but don't lock it. Actually, leave it slightly ajar. You're afraid someone will walk in on you? Good. A little fear makes things more exciting, don't you think? Now, get in bed and lie on your back. Forget about that bulge for a moment and just close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. I need you to get soft. I know, the more you think about it, the harder it gets. So let's try something else. I'm going to count from 1 to 60. And with every number, you have to inhale. And then exhale on the next. For example, inhale on 1. Exhale on 2. Inhale on 3. Exhale on 4. Got it? And with each breath, picture the air rushing in and out of your lungs. Picture yourself floating up in the skies, light as a feather. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41. Oh, sorry. So sorry. Didn't mean to get you worked up. Moving on. 42. 43. 44. 45. 46. 47. 48. 49. 50. 51. 52. 53. 54. 55. 56. 57. 58. 59. 60. All nice and calm? Perfect. Now, cover yourself up with a bedsheet. No, not a blanket. Something thin. Take your pants off. You heard me. Take them off. Your underwear too. No, wait. Leave your underwear at your ankles. Good boy. Now, I'm going to talk to you for a little bit, and I have only one rule. Do not come. Understood? Now get yourself hard. You may use one finger. You have 20 seconds. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 11, 10, 9, 4, 3, 2, 1. Time's up. Are you hard? If not, turn off this recording and try again tomorrow. Now, I want you to take that nylon cord and wrap it around your cock and balls. Tight. Loop it around and around. Make it nice and snug. Take your time. Around and around. I want those balls pulled and the base of that cock tied up tight. Does it hurt? It does? Good. Now, take your handkerchief and wrap it around that hard cock of yours. Around and around. Make sure the head is tightly wrapped shut. I want that tip sealed. Is that understood? I don't want anything leaking out. Are you scared? You should be. Because if you prematurely ejaculate, well, let's just say it won't be pleasant. You see, that cord around your cock is going to make sure that you don't go soft. But being that tightly wrapped around your balls, it's going to make it a bit difficult for that cum to empty from those balls of yours. Of course, it'll still happen, but it'll be a little intense. And that's why we have that handkerchief wrapped around your cock. We don't want any cum spilling out, do we? Now, even that handkerchief won't be able to fully stop you from ejaculating, but it will slow down the process. Your cum will still soak that handkerchief and pass through as you pray for your balls to simply stop emptying. Your brain will melt as it tries to process the simultaneous pain and pleasure erupting from in between your legs. And it will take quite a while for you to finish coming. And if you prematurely ejaculate, then turn off this recording and listen to the punishment audio tomorrow. So seriously, try not to blow that load, okay? For your own good. Shall we begin? Everything all tied up and sealed up? Excellent. Now form a ring with two fingers and your thumb and hold the base of your cock. As you listen, I want you to make your cock clench and throb. Make that cock head bulge. I want you to keep tensing and releasing until I give you permission to relax. Got it? I want you rock hard and throbbing. Now let's take a trip down memory lane, shall we? Take out a picture where she's clothed and just look at it for a bit. Do you remember what it felt like? What it felt like the first time you saw her? That pretty face, that gorgeous body, your face blushing, your breath quickening, your heart starting to pound. You can barely think. Tingles running down your spine, down your chest, as you look at her chest. Your penis starting to inflate. And I bet you had no idea what was happening. But you liked it, didn't you? Staring at her as your cock became harder and harder. The excitement coursing through your veins as you took your pants off to free that raging monster between your legs. That sensation when you touched it for the very first time. The way it jumped. Waves of pleasure that you didn't even know were possible. And it was her. It was her that was making it so uncontrollably stiff. And there was nothing you could do about it. Your cock pointed straight up at your face, bouncing up and down, just begging to be grabbed. And that feeling when you wrapped your fingers around that swollen dick, as it started beating in your hand, pounding against your fist. And when you finally, slowly moved your hand up and down your rigid cock, the pleasure rippling through your body as your soft hands grazed against your erection that was hard as granite. And you looked at her and pictured her slowly taking her clothes off. And I bet you masturbated faster as you imagined her naked and lying on top of you, her soft breasts pressing against your chest and feeling her nipples harden as she kisses you. Moving your hand down her back, grabbing her soft ass and squeezing it as your stiff cock fucking throbs inside her, your breath quickening as she straddles you like a fucking bunny hop, her breasts bouncing up and down, slapping against your chest. She arches her back, her eyes rolled in the back of her skull, her head drops back, her ass slapping against your balls as she's fucks your huge, throbbing cock. As you feel your balls just about to burst, you squeeze her ass and hold onto it for dear life. Or would you rather she be on all fours, with her face down, ass up, fucking her from behind, her soft ass pressing against you as you hump her brains out, running your hand up her back, up her neck, grabbing her hair and pulling her towards you, her back pressed against your chest, fucking her faster as she moans uncontrollably, and you grab her soft breasts to keep from bouncing, squeezing them as she starts humping you back, pounding her soft ass into your balls, and you push her back down and slap her ass. She whimpers in pain. You spank her again, harder this time, as she whimpers. She begs you to stop. You hump her like a little bitch in heat, spanking her again and again as her ass jiggles with every strike. She starts to stop. Oh, please, begging you to stop. And you grab her neck and you press her down, pushing her face into the bed, muffling her cries. Oh, her nipples are hard. Oh, you know she likes it. Did you ever imagine what it would be like if it were her hand on your dick, her nimble fingers delicately wrapping around your beating erection as she gets down on her knees and starts stroking your enormous cock with her little hand, going faster and faster as you gently place your finger under her chin and tilt her head up to make her look at you. Those adorable puppy dog eyes staring at you like an innocent girl as she gets you off, getting you closer and closer to the brink as you try to hold on to keep your raging cock from exploding all over her innocent little face. Gently slapping her to make her open her mouth, stick out her tongue, looking up at you, anticipating the moment when the white hot cum will shoot out the end of your dick, hitting the back of her throat as she chokes on it. But don't shoot. Not yet. Just take your hand and stroke down slowly, all the way from the tip to the base of your shaft, and back up again. Slowly. Keep going. What's that? Your clothes? Oh, it would hurt so much if you came right now. Please? Please what? Please go faster? No. Oh, you want to stop? Beg me. Beg me how you don't want me to make you stroke. Oh, is that all you've got? All right, stop. Oh, poor baby. Take the cord off. And the handkerchief, too. I don't care if you haven't completely backed off the edge yet. That's your problem. Try not to come, because you really don't want to know what's in that punishment audio. But take it off, quickly. All free now? Good. Well, I guess you've earned a chance for a reward. Now, with just one finger and without touching the head, you can try to make yourself come. You have 7 seconds. Go. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stop. Hands off that cock. Aw, is your poor cock throbbing and jumping? Well, if you manage to come, you may turn off this recording. Although, if you didn't come, then I guess punishment is in order. That's fair, don't you think, seeing how you've failed your task? Take your hand and place it over your balls. That's right, you know what's coming next. Seeing how I gave you 7 seconds, I think 7 slaps seems fair. All right? You ready? Here we go. 1. Ooh, ouch. 2. Harder. 3. I said harder. 4. You're not listening. Start over. We're going to do this as many times as it takes to get it right. 1. That's it. 2. 3. Oh, poor baby. 4. I love how your body jumps with each strike. 5. Oh, whimpering. Oh, my poor little puppy. Oh, are those tears in your eyes? Do you want me to stop? Suck it up. 6. You like this, don't you? 7. Harder. 8. That's right, you heard me. That's not fair. You're telling me that it's not fair? Hold your breath. No, don't take a deep breath. Just hold your breath. You heard me. Start squeezing your balls. You are not allowed to breathe until I give you permission. Now let me explain something, you little bitch. You don't get to tell me that it's not fair. You don't get to complain. In fact, you don't get to say anything. You are not in charge. I am. You're my little puppy. And I get to abuse you however I want. So the only sounds allowed to escape that fucking throat of yours better be grunts and moans. Is that clear? Nod your fucking head. Good. Does your chest hurt yet? Is your throat on fire? Is your body starting to convulse? Do you want me to stop choking you, Those eyes of yours, so much fear and desperation. All right, you can breathe. And you may stop squeezing. Now, if there's any cum, wipe it off with your handkerchief. That was fun, wasn't it? And we're just getting started. Now, take that handkerchief and tie it around your neck. Don't choke yourself. Make sure you're able to breathe, but make it snug. I repeat, tight, but make sure you can breathe. Is your heart beating even faster? Excited? All tied up? Good. Do you feel that pressure in your head, like your eyes are gonna pop? I love how you look right now. A pretty little puppy with a collar around its neck. Now, I know what you want to do. You want to stroke that beautiful, stiff cock of yours, don't you? And guess what? I'm going to let you. In a few moments, I'm going to let you stroke however you want using your whole hand. In fact, you can even try to come. And if you manage to come, you may turn off this recording. No punishment, obviously. Sound fun? But here's the catch. You may only stroke when your dick is soft. That's right, you heard me. You can only stroke when your cock is limp and soft. As soon as it gets stiff, take your hands off until you go completely soft and limp again. It goes without saying that you're allowed to come only when you're limp. If you ejaculate when you're hard, then listen to the punishment audio tomorrow. If you manage to come while soft or hard, then turn off the recording once you finish ejaculating. Oh, and while you're doing that, look at photos of her where she's showing some skin. That should make things a little harder. And to make things even more interesting, I'm gonna moan while you attempt to make yourself come. And I warn you, it's gonna get more difficult and intense as you reach the end of your time limit. And no, I'm not gonna tell you what the time limit is. Are you ready? Let's begin. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, stroke it. Stroke it for me. Fuck. Come. Oh, come for me. Your fucking cock. Oh, stroke it for me, please. Come. Come for me. Come for me. You like wrapping your hand around that erection while looking at her, don't you? Just like the very first time you did it. Let me ask you something. When you ran your fingers up and down your dick for the first time in your life, oh God, did you know what would happen? At the end. Something tells me you didn't. I can only imagine the fear you must have felt. The excitement as you got closer and closer to the edge. As your balls started to tighten. Your cock starting to jump. That feeling as you felt your cum exiting your balls and traveling Up your fucking dick. Doing your best to hold back, but realizing there is nothing you could do about it. That it was gonna happen whether you wanted to or not. Shocked as that first spurt of cum shot out of the end of your cock. A feeling of helplessness as you weren't able to stop the ejaculating wave after wave of white hot sticky cum. As your body began to spasm, as your eyes rolled into the back of your head. Oops, time's up, hands off. You couldn't stroke much, huh? I bet that was just agony. Do you want a stroke? Is that all you want to do right now? I'll tell you what. I'm gonna let you stroke. No, really. And I'll let you do it while you have an erection. Does that sound fair? Good. I'm glad you're happy. All right. Get yourself hard. I'm gonna count down from 100. And I want you to stroke your shaft however you want. But do not touch the head until I give you permission. And you are not allowed to come until I say so. You can slow all the way down to the point where you're barely moving your hand, but at no point are you allowed to stop stroking. So my advice is to go nice and slow. Enjoy it. And try not to edge. If you start to prematurely ejaculate, then start stroking as fast as you can, but you're not allowed to stop until I say, hands off. And yes, I know it'll hurt. And I don't care how many times you end up coming. You'll also have to listen to the punishment audio tomorrow. And that is why you should do your best not to come without permission. Ready? 100. 99, 98, 97, 96, 95, 94, 93, 92, 91, 90, 89, 88, 87, 86, 85, 84, 83, 82, 81, 80, 79, 78, 77, 76, 75, 74, 73, 72, 71, 70, 69, 68, 67, 66, 65, 64, 63, 62, 61, 60, 59, 58, 57, 56, 55, 54, 53, 52, 51, 50, 49, 48, 47, 46, 45, 44, 43, 42, 41, 40, 39, 38, 37, 36, 35, 34, 33, 32, 31, 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, get ready, 9, that's right, 8, stroke faster, 7, get closer, 6, this is it, 5, almost there, 4, now closer to the edge, 3, get ready to come, 2, hold that edge, 3, keep riding that edge, 4, that's right, we're going back up, 5, stay on the edge, 6, stroke however you want, 7, but don't come, 8, stay close to that edge, 9, while I count back up to 100, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, get closer, 92, get right on that edge, 93, to the point where you're just about to burst, 94, and that cup keeps twitching, 95, don't blow, 96, for real this time, 97, I'm gonna let you come, 98, or maybe I'm just fucking with you, 99, stop stroking. Now take one finger and press it against the underside of your cock, that sensitive spot. Now rub it slowly, stay on the edge, but don't come, and don't take your finger off. 100, 99, 98, 97, 96, 95, 94, 93, 92, 91, 90, 89, 88, 87, 86, 85, 84, 83, 82, 81, 80, 79, 78, 77, 76, 75, 74, 73, 72, 71, 70, 69, 68, 67, 66, 65, 64, 63, 62, 61, 60, 59, 58, 57, 56, 55, 54, 53, 52, 51, 50, 49, 48, 47, 46, 45, 44, 43, 42, 41, 40, 39, 38, 37, 36, 35, 34, 33, 32, 31, 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, rub harder, 8, faster, 7, get closer, 6, get right to the brink, 5, 4, get ready to come, 3, 2, hands off, pinch the tip of your cock with your fingers, hold your breath, pinch it hard, back off that edge, keep pinching. Intense, isn't it? It's a mean but effective way to back off an edge. Now stop pinching, hands off. That was nice, wasn't it? You said you wanted a stroke. You never said anything about coming. Oops, I forgot. You can breathe again. Oh, was that too much? Do you want a break? Well, suck it up. We're not done. Get your hand back on that dick. Now, I'm going to count down from 100, and I want you to edge as many times as you can. So stroke as hard and as fast as you can to get close. And the second that you do, take your hand off and back off that edge as quickly as you can. And then do it again, and again, and again. Do as many edges as you can before the countdown is over. The higher the number, the easier it'll be for you after this. And keep a count of the number of edges you manage to do. Let's call it X for future reference. So if you manage to do 20 edges, then X will be 20. Got it? Good. Ready? Go. 100. 99. 98. 97. 96. 95. 94. 93. 92, 91, 90, 89, 88, 87, 86, 85, 84, 83, 82, 81, 80, 79, 78, 77, 76, 75, 74, 73, 72, 71, 70, 69, 68, 67, 66, 65, 64, 63, 62, 61, 60, 59, 58, 57, 56, 55, 54, 53, 52, 51, 50, 49, 48, 47, 46, 45, 44, 43, 42, 41, 40, 39, 38, 37, 36, 35, 34, 33, 32, 31, 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off. Are your balls about to burst? Do you just want to come? Is that all you want to do? All right. I'm going to let you come. For real this time. So get ready. Hand on your cock. And make sure you can access your balls as well. You're going to stroke as hard and as fast as you can. You have 5 seconds to get an edge. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold it. Ride the edge as I count down. 10, stay as close as you can. 9, I fucking mean it. 8, get closer. 7, 6, are you ready? 5, I'm not fucking around. 4, as close as you fucking can. 3, this is it. 2, hands off your cock. That's right, hands off your cock. Now squeeze your balls. Keep squeezing until cum dribbles out of your cock. You said you wanted a cum. You never said you wanted an orgasm. Squeeze your balls until that cum dribbles out without any pleasure. 5, keep squeezing. 4, almost out of time. 3, I hope you came. 2, hands off. If you didn't come, then I guess you weren't on an edge while I was counting down. So if you didn't come, then turn this off and listen to the punishment audio tomorrow. Do you want an orgasm? Is that what you really want? Be careful what you wish for. Take that cum and rub it all over the head of your cock. I don't care if it's sensitive. Now keep palming the head using only your cum as lube. I'm going to count down, and when I get to 1, I want you to make yourself cum. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come. Keep palming the head. That's right. I know it hurts. Don't you fucking stop. That's right, bitch. You wanted an orgasm, so you better fucking take it. Keep palming. Your body's convulsing and you just can't take it anymore, but I don't fucking care. Rub harder. 1, 2, 3. I know you're no longer aroused, but don't you fucking stop. 4. Keep rubbing. 5, the most sensitive spot. 6, you're not turned on anymore, are you? 7, do you feel guilty? 8, are you ashamed at what a fucking pervert you are? 9, listening to somebody telling you how to hurt yourself? 10, but this is what you wanted. 11, so don't you fucking turn this off. 12, until I'm done. 13, do you want to stop rubbing? 14, too sensitive now? 15, is your cock starting to shrink? 16, all right, stop rubbing. Remember X? the number of edges that you did, pause the recording and come back in X number of minutes. So if you did 20 edges, pause the recording, clean up, relax, then come back after 20 minutes and hit play. Remember, the number of minutes is equal to the number of edges. Got it? All right. Pause now. You're back. Good. If you haven't taken the handkerchief off your neck, you can. I guess I forgot to tell you that earlier. In case you haven't already, put your pants and underwear back on. I'm going to give you some instructions, and while you're listening, feel free to look at any pictures that you find arousing. Do not touch your cock. You have until I am done talking to get hard. So by the time I'm done, if you can't get an erection, here's what you're going to do. Remember X? You're not allowed to touch yourself or even look at anything for X number of days. And after X number of days have passed, listen to the punishment audio. Now, if you manage to get hard by the time I am done talking, then I want you to lie in your stomach and grind your cock against the mattress. You have to edge X number of times doing this. You can take as much time as you want. Enjoy it. And when you're done edging, then I want you to fall asleep in the same position while gently grinding against the bed. But you're not allowed to come. And in case you have a wet dream, then for the next X number of days, you are not allowed to masturbate normally. Whenever you want to release, you can do it only in the way described in the punishment audio. So try your best not to come in your sleep. If you wake up with dry pants tomorrow, then that means you've won. And that's about it. I hope your dick is erect, because if you don't have an erection now, then you're pretty much fucked, because I'm done talking. Good night.